At this hour, the Honolulu City Council is meeting for a final vote on two bills submitted by Mayor Kirk Caldwell that could have a significant impact on Honolulu's homeless policy. Bill 51 would make it illegal to obstruct a public sidewalk. Bill 52 would make it illegal to establish lodging in public spaces like parks. The two measures would be a major escalation in the city's effort to address Honolulu's persistent homeless challenge. Mayor Caldwell made his final pitch earlier this week outside a sidewalk camp near Ala Park.
On a sidewalk, as you see, a pedestrian is walking by us right now. And you also see tents on the sidewalk. Of course, we come here and use different ways to get people off, but it's very difficult. These sidewalks are designed for people to walk on clean and pure and simple. You know, we have our standards for how wide they need to be, how high they need to be, the texture of them, and things like that. And they are never intended for someone to come and camp on. And as you can see, we have camping down this sidewalk. I just walked down it, had to walk around tents, in and out, and weave. I just saw a skateboarder who had to pick up his skateboard because he couldn't go straight down. It's a dangerous situation, and it's one that we see repeated around the island of Oahu. We also continue to struggle with homeless folks who don't want to seek shelter. And we've come up with two new ways to try to deal with the challenges of obstructions on sidewalks, that's Bill 51, and also trying to find more housing for folks to move into who sometimes are resistant and don't want to go. And we want to help them get there. You know, we've been doing the same thing for a while, getting the same result. I think overall our parks are better than when we came into office, but we continue to have challenges as homeless. The hardened folks refuse to go into shelter and instead go in our parks.
Now, if passed, it's expected that the mayor will sign the bills into law, but there may be a speed bump. City council members have inserted language that would delay the enforcement of the new laws by requiring 9 regional studies on their impacts. Mayor Caldwell opposes that requirement.
And it basically says, Section 3, this ordinance shall take effect upon its approval, provided that enforcement of this ordinance shall not be implemented in a council district until the Office of Housing and Department of Community Services submit a comprehensive written report to the council that outlines the city's administration's implementation plan and action steps taken to expedite deployment of homeless services and housing solutions in each of the 9 city council districts, pursuant to a resolution that they did pass. And in the reso, they make it clear, whereas the removal of public sidewalk obstructions and illegal lodging addressed by Bills 51 and 52 will be unenforceable unless we submit these reports. So they clearly do not want these bills to be enforceable, even though they say they want to do something. So I'm asking the 9 council members, I'm asking the chair of the Honolulu City Council, I'm asking the member who represents East Honolulu to not create more delay and to support moving forward on these two bills without a linking of a report. We will submit a report and they can vote on that report, but it should not be linked to the enforcement of these two bills. Bills 51 and 52.
Now, Ross Asamora, the city's director of facilities maintenance, said that the sidewalk obstruction law isn't just targeting the homeless.
Bill 51 really is about clearing sidewalks and removing obstructions. When Mayor took office in 2013, the only ordinance that our department had to use for enforcement measures was the stored property ordinance. And at that time, it was clear that the stored property ordinance by itself was insufficient to help address all of the concerns that actually the communities around the island had to deal with. And now with Bill 51 and 52, those are additional tools that help the city clear obstructions from sidewalks. There's also a good deal of effort made to associate both of those bills with homelessness. And while that is true that there is a linkage there, with Bill 51 and sidewalk obstructions, it is not only issues relating to homelessness. There are a number of issues relating to commercial enterprise taking place on public sidewalks that needs to be addressed.
Sasamura cited street vendors in Waikiki illegally operating those mobile kiosks as an example of the type of activity that the sidewalk bill could help address. Now, the ban on lodging in public places has generated more opposition. Homeless advocates have decried the measure as criminalizing homelessness. And a similar law in Boise, Idaho, was struck down recently in court. You can find our reporting on that issue at hawaiipublicradio.org. Mark Alexander is the director of the mayor's office on housing. He pushed back against the characterization of the camping ban.
Bill 52 is a humanitarian bill. It's about caring for our people by making sure they have both the opportunity and the means to get to shelter. So Bill 52 is about verifying that we have a shelter space available for someone, encouraging them to take advantage of that, and providing the transportation. We know that works. Even just this morning, down the street, someone was identified who was ready to move in the shelter, space was verified, and they're now being transported. We've been following this methodology in a very intentional way since April, and we know it delivers results by helping people help themselves, by giving them the shelter space, providing the transportation, providing the encouragement. But as the mayor said so well, this is not about waiting for another report. We know what works. We know what needs to be done. Let us do our job. Let us all work together as a community so we can help people who are in need and we can maintain public spaces for the public.
Now, Bill 52 has been opposed by the ACLU of Hawaii, who said it would suffer the same fate as Boise's law. Mayor Kirkcaldwell disagrees. As written, the bill would not allow a police officer to issue a citation or arrest a violator if both shelter space and transportation to the shelter aren't available. Caldwell said he was confident that Bill 52 would be upheld if challenged in court.
Well, you know, I used to be a practicing lawyer, and my clients would come in and say, hey, if we hire you, can you guarantee we'll win? And no lawyer is going to guarantee a win on anything. It's all fact specific. But I think we've worked very hard to get the law right in light of decisions that have been made in the past. But as I tell my clients, and I know as mayor, you know, every day you open for business or as a city, every day you go any day of the week, 24/7, we're always open to being sued. And people sue us on a regular basis. So will lawsuits be filed? Perhaps. Do we have a strong defense? Absolutely. I think we've written it as well as we possibly could, given all the challenges that we face.
Both bills 51 and 52 passed their previous city council vote committee vote by a wide margin. Stay tuned to HPR for the latest updates as the situation on this hot button issue unfolds throughout the week.